Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Got a gift for you. Speaking of that, in about 20 minutes from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree, Kid Nation.
Yay.
And if you don't want a gift, we got the gift of the love expert, Kelly Raspberry. It's time for our favorite segment of the week, Love Letters to Kelly, brought to you by Quip.
That would be a great gift.
Which happens to be an awesome gift, Al. Yeah. It looks like it's got that high price look, but it's got the stocking stuffer price.
I guess that's the reason I've never had an electric toothbrush, because I've always, considered them to be
like hundreds of dollars,
expensive.
Right?
Yeah.
People.
You gotta change the heads and stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. Quip brushing your teeth, people. Yeah, see how I said it? Quip is an electric toothbrush, and it's really cool. It's cheap. It starts at like $25, and it's got this little carrier that you just attach it right there to your mirror, so it's always right there, so you're always reminded, hey, I got to brush these pearly whites right here. And it's got sensitive sonic vibrations because we are brushing way too hard, people. We're hurting our gums.
I'm always horrified when I see people's toothbrushes, and they're like flat.
Yeah. Right?
How hard are you brushing your chompers right now?
Quip makes it perfect for you. And this was created by a dental professional, so they know what they're talking about and doing. And it's got thousands of five-star reviews. And these sonic vibrations will help your gums stay healthy. It also vibrates when it's time to switch. So you concentrate on one side of your mouth, switch, go to the other side, go to the bottom. You have four different vibrations, so you brush for a total of 2 minutes. You'll brush for the right amount of time every single time.
It's like having a toothbrush coach.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is, Big
Trainer.
And it's super easy to use. You just turn it on and get going.
Yeah.
And for just $5, like we were talking about the brush heads, they will deliver it to you every 3 months, so you don't even have to think about it or go to the store and get them, because it'll just show up automatically at your house.
How do I get one of these bad boys?
Well, Big Al Mac, starting at just $25, if you go to getquip.com/kid, we will hook you up your first refill pack for free. Again, that's getquip.com/KIDD. Getquip.com/kid. Get that brush and brush them teeth. And let's get to the love letters now.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend of 3 years and I went to a friend's Christmas party over the weekend to connect with some old friends. While there, we all played a game called Truth or Drink, where you ask a question, and if you don't want to answer, you take a shot. I love this. This is a great idea for your holiday party to start some fights. When it was my boyfriend's turn, his card asked, who's the best lover? My horror, with me in the room, he took a shot. And everyone started giggling, and I was humiliated. This is information I wish I never knew, but now that I know, I'm crushed, and I'm starting to obsess about who this girl may be. We haven't talked about it since because I didn't know what to say and I don't want to come off as crazy and insecure. If that's the way he feels, I don't know what to do or how to move on from this. Help, Christine.
Okay, Christine, he could have been doing it to be funny.
Yeah.
He could have been doing it because maybe
that
he has
man.
More respect than to discuss your sex life over a stupid drinking game.
Right.
But if you want to tell him, I was a little embarrassed by that, you can, but you're going to have to let this go. It was a one-time thing. It was a stupid drinking game. And move on. You're going to let this fester until it becomes bigger than it is. And then it's going to be this huge thing that explodes. And then you it's just...
I'd be annoyed, too, though. Three-year relationship, best lover or not, I'm sitting next to you. You better deem me as
the best. It's embarrassing.
Guys would feel that way.
It's embarrassing.
Imagine if Kenzie was like, I'd rather take the shot.
A guy would take it worse than a girl did.
Yes.
100%.
But if you want to tell him, hey, you know what? Just letting you know, heads up, that embarrassed me and hurt my feelings the other night. And I promise you, he'll probably say, oh, honey, I was just joking.
My bad.
Love you. Let's go brown chicken, brown cow right now. It's probably how it'll play out. But don't fester on it and make it bigger than it is.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Relationship hack. Just don't joke about
don't joke about
whether
that.
You're a guy or a girl, because it'll hurt their feelings so bad.
Trying to be funny doesn't work.
It can ruin a relationship.
Yeah.
It can 100%
ruin it. It's a very vulnerable, intimate thing.
Yeah.
If this is like a repetitive thing where he's constantly embarrassing you in front of groups of people, that's a different
story. That's an issue, yeah.
If this is an isolated incident, just say, hey, just letting you know, if that happens again, please don't do that. That's embarrassing.
That's a bad look. Yeah.
Make me look
Move
good
on.
Next time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a dude being a dude trying to make a joke.
Right.
He messed up.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Christian wrote us. I was recently cast in my school's spring musical, The Little Mermaid.
Awesome.
As one of the lead roles, Prince Eric.
That's...
Bro, right. Let's go.
You get to kiss Ariel.
So here's the thing. I'm in a relationship with the girl of my dreams that I met through last year's musical, and nothing compares to the way I feel about her. But she has been really harsh and unsupportive about my successful audition, and it's really pushing me away from her. Now, I know I love her and I want to be with her, but I cannot do the role she doesn't want me to. What do I do?
You do that role. Mm-hmm. This happens to a lot of professional couples. There is professional jealousy. And if she didn't get a part that she wanted and you did, she should be supportive, but there's that human nature where you're a little envious. But yeah, I would not give up your dream part. If you're excited about it, don't do that for anybody.
Right.
That's silly.
Yeah, don't give that up.
It's immature.
That's huge.
But grown adults are that way.
Yeah.
You know, grown adults are that way. And a lot of celebrity marriages, if one, you know, actors or singers, their relationships can't work out because one gets more successful than the other. So you're just learning this little tidbit early on. But I wouldn't give up the part. It means a lot to you. And you're going to one day look back in your high school yearbook and have those memories.
Exactly.
And yeah, listen to JC, who didn't do the stuff he wanted to do in high school.
Would you want to go back on the yearbook and see the pictures from that play and see another dude playing Eric? No, you would regret that every single time you saw that picture.
What kind of girlfriend is going to ask you to give up that part?
No, you can't.
It's silly.
You have to do it.
And if she leaves you over this, if it ruins your relationship, then what was that relationship in the first place?
You should say thank you if she leaves you over that, because she showed you what kind of relationship you would have with her. Yeah. Go for it all in high school, man. Do not give up things that you really want to do.
High school is 4 years of your life. You got 70 years left, hopefully, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
This is a blip on the radar.
You got college where you're going to meet more people and you're going to do a lot more cool stuff. You got, when you start working, I'd go ahead and be Eric.
Kiss as many girls as you can. And then if she catches you kissing somebody else, say I'm rehearsing.
That's not what we're saying. We're not telling him to cheat.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
We're not telling him to get caught.
That's not caught. That's just caught. That ain't caught.
If you get caught kissing a girl by the girl you're dating, that's caught.
Yeah.
But if you can say you're rehearsing, you know, that's just caught.
But was he rehearsing?
Yes.
Oh, okay, then that's caught.
Yes, he was.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, here we go.
Thanks, Al.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I was on the fifth date with a guy who has been absolutely amazing so far when he admitted that he's still in love with a girl that he dated a few years ago. It came up during a conversation about past relationships, and he said he just thought I should know.
What? This guy.
He was still in love with the other girl, but then it didn't work out because she lives on the other side of the country. Shut up. My question is, was that his way of saying he's not emotionally available because of this past relationship? Yeah. Is this his way of saying he doesn't want anything serious?
Yeah.
And is there any way to help him get over this other girl?
No. Not your responsibility.
Grayson.
No. It is what it is. If you want to keep dating this guy and having a good time, great. But I would still be swiping. Swipe, swipe, swipe until something better comes along. Something to do in the meantime.
Uh-huh.
That's my advice. I had a lot of fun on Bumble, and if, you know, I'd just be swiping, swiping. You keep swiping. Is that how she says she met him?
She didn't say.
No. Do what you were
this
doing.
This isn't the one. This isn't the one.
Right now.
He ain't the one.
No, he's still hung up.
He's telling her that.
He's still hung up.
Everybody, he doesn't see a future with her in that way if he's sharing this kind of history.
Everybody catch out shouting out this guy?
Well, I mean, we had some similarities there.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, no. He's telling you right now. He's just...
That's what was getting in the way of you dating a lot. It was that you were still a little bit hung up on the
probably
ex.
So.
Yeah, probably.
If I had to...
Understandably so. You guys had a long relationship. Yeah. Maybe this guy had the same.
And no girl can help him get past that.
No.
That's
no.
Something he's going to have to come to on his own.
Exactly.
We like to think that there could be, but...
Save your dignity.
Yeah.
Preserve your dignity. If you want to keep... Like I said, if he's a lot of fun, hang out with him, but look for something more real.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Boom.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My boyfriend and I have been dating for a little over 2 months now, and everything's great, except for the fact he's never serious when we do the laundry. Every time he's either making jokes or playing around, and I can't get in the mood to fold clothes, which ends up turning me off.
Yeah.
He's genuinely a playful person, but I know he has the ability to be serious because I've seen it when we're just hanging out. I can't tell if he's insecure, yes, about doing laundry, or if this is just the way that he is. How can I bring this up without making doing laundry all the time even more awkward than it already is?
You know, I don't know. It does sound like it's an insecurity thing when he can never be serious.
Yeah, and it's so got, intimate.
You know, it's got to be a point where... I mean, is that the deal breaker in a relationship? I mean, that in the initial stages of a relationship is a huge part. And then that kind of just like all balances out. And then you have to look at a person as their overall package. I know a lot of women who are, or and men who are unfulfilled relationships in that department, but they have to look at the big picture and, you know, should you sacrifice in one area because they're so great in the other? That's a decision you have to make for yourself, but you can't change him.
Mm-mm.
You can build up his ego and tell him how great he is all the time and try to make it sexy, but it sounds like you're going to continue to be frustrated because that's just not him. So you got to decide if that's what you're willing to put up with. A lot of times that's fun in small doses to have fun and be silly. But if you're craving that Hallmark romance, I'm talking about the PG-13 rated R, you know, Hallmark romance where he strokes your hair and
of course
all that throws you up against a wall.
Yeah. I just got out of the shower.
It's in the guy.
That's what I'm wondering.
I just got out of the pool.
What sort of material is he using?
I mean, a lot of guys are silly and they're just, you know, it's just not a compatible match in that area.
My girlfriend and I have talked about this before, especially since we're talking about doing laundry. You know, like putting a sock, like on, you know, a hand. You know, that's stupid. You get it.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, no. That's not good. That's not funny.
Because it is important, but it's not everything in a relationship. You know, it's not everything. So it's hard. You know,
it's not everything, but it's important.
A lot of people, like a lot of young people, they wait until they get, well, not a lot anymore, but they wait until they get married to finally, you know, mix their laundry and do it together. And then how heartbreaking to save that. And then you get married and you're like, this isn't what I was hoping for or want.
That's why I take a load to the store to test it out before I buy it.
But a lot of
invest in washing in a washing machine without trying it out.
You have to figure that out because, like I said, it is important, but it's not everything.
So many things we can't say.
Yeah. I know. It's hard.
So many jokes.
You gotta be clever.
So many jokes.
Yeah, I know.
You gotta be careful.
I'm not clever. I'm not very clever.
If you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to KidNation.com. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. And coming up next, good news, Kid Nation.
What?
You can unwrap a present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree.
Nice.
Get those phones ready to call in because we're going to hook you up next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Ho, 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 ho. Ho, ho. All right, Kid Nation. Grab that phone and give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Because you get to pick a present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. And we have all the presents listed at KidNation.com. Only one of them has been taken off the shelf because we have two of everything.
All right.
So everything else still out there waiting for you to be taken home. And it's a lot of good stuff. This week's
really is.
It's extreme.
Extreme.
Expensive stuff. So we'll hook you up. We're how many days until Christmas? 13?
Yeah, that's right.
13. Caller number 13. You get to claim your prize. And if you don't win this hour, it's all good because we got you again an hour from now. Because we're doing it twice a day.
Okay.
Speaking of gifts, Anna gave us a gift in the form of a video.
Hi.
Kid TV Anna's in studio with us right now. Hi, Anna.
Hello. Good morning.
What's going on?
Oh, not much. I'm so excited. Yeah, our Best of 2018 video will be available for everybody to watch today at 10 a.m. Central. And I'm so excited because I spent a lot of time on it.
Yes,
so go watch it and tell me what you think.
Awesome.
I will.
Yeah. This is more of a PG version for the crowd, right?
Yeah. There's some stuff that was for our eyes only that didn't make the cut that will be on.
Yeah.
Online today.
Like the marble drops?
Maybe.
Is that in the public one?
Maybe. Find out at... you can find out at 10 a.m. Central over at KidNation.com.
Forgot to cut that part.
Because it was really funny.
It was funny.
That was one of my favorite parts.
I wish we would have had a camera on Big Al's date when the video was showing. I tried to give you the heads up, Al, but it was too late.
Yeah, it's too late. I would have much rather you, if something had to be cut out, I'd much rather cut out the pictures of me topless.
Oh, Al was, yeah. You get a strip tease from Big Al Mac.
That might be in the first 30 seconds. I don't know. You find out at 10 a.m. Central.
Look at that, Anna.
How long is it?
It's about 12 minutes.
Awesome.
But it doesn't feel like it.
It flies by.
It flies by. You're going to have such a good time watching it. All right. And then you can tell me what you think. Tell me what a good job I did.
You do a great job on that every year.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot.
Yeah.
How was your year, though, Anna? We haven't...
My year.
It was a good year, right?
Yeah, it was a really good year. I can't believe it's coming to an end. But yeah, I have some updates, some relationship updates.
What?
No.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Nothing to show.
Okay. I'm sorry, we always do that to you.
I know, but it's okay. I think my boyfriend and I are like official now.
How long have you guys been together?
Almost 4 years.
Okay.
Because I made the family group text.
You're in the group text now?
That's a big step.
That is a big deal.
And that's, like, so cool. And also, like, awkward. Like, we can't break up because then it would say, like, Anna left the conversation.
Right.
Like, that'd be so awkward.
Well, they could just start in a thread.
You know, it's happened.
Yeah. But, yeah, that
I've
was...
been there.
When that happened, I texted Ryan and I was like, wow, I made it. This is it.
Who added you?
His mom.
The mom.
Oh. I know.
That is so cool.
Yeah, you definitely got wedding bells coming.
So what do they talk about? Is it a everyday thing? Or?
No, it started because I went and spent Thanksgiving with them. And then whenever I left and his sister went back to school and all that, it started because his mom was sending us pictures of their dog.
Okay.
And I was like, wow. She said she missed me. I was like, wow. Same.
I'm trying to think if I'm in my wife's group text with her parents.
Wouldn't you know?
I don't think I am.
Well, you would be getting texts.
Yeah. I don't think I am.
Yeah, I don't think I ever did after four years, her parents didn't really like me, so.
I guess there's no group text for since my wife's parents are divorced, so maybe that's why.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Not every family has
group text. The group text is a big deal.
It was a big deal.
With Kinsey's side of with the sisters and the brother-in-law.
No, I'm not in that.
Why don't you start one?
Yeah. Well, I know they have one because they're talking about the baby because my sister-in-law just had a baby.
Oh, so you're not in it.
You're probably on the one.
Yeah, but it's a bunch of baby pictures. You know, it's like,
aww.
You got to be all in.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, that's not the only official thing Anna's got going
on. Yeah. Something else happened that made us even more official.
Okay.
Official?
We're officially official because I also am on their family Christmas card.
Wow.
What? Your face? Your picture?
Yeah. Well, okay, so they did a theme this year. I guess they just really like their dog. They did a theme and did their family Christmas card with, like, a bunch of pictures of, like, their dog with everybody in the family, and I'm in one of the pictures. It's, like, me and their dog from, like, Thanksgiving.
Wow.
I know, and they're sending me one. So I haven't gotten it yet. Ryan just told me about it, and I was like, wow. Like, when he told me, he was like, yeah, you're on the Christmas card. I was like, wow. So we're, like, dating.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're practically engaged. Anna's making it work.
I know. So it's the little things. It's the small steps. But yeah. It'll probably be a while before you play that music for real.
Because the boyfriend still lives in New Jersey, right?
He does. Yeah. We're still doing the whole distance.
But you get
thing.
To see him soon again.
Yeah. He's coming to spend New Year's Eve with me. So I'm really
Is there any end in sight for that?
Hopefully. 2019 is where it's at. You know?
Where he's going to move out here?
Somewhat of a plan.
Hopefully. Yeah. Yeah, tentatively. I don't know. We can talk about it as much as we want, but it's like until there's like a plane ticket. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anna, what if he says, I want you to move out here with me?
It's really cold over there, and I get cold like in the production room. Like, I don't think I get cold.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
No, it's
cold right now.
I am cold right now.
Yeah, because personally, we don't want you to leave.
No.
No, I wasn't planning on it, so I really hope you don't want me to leave.
No.
So thank you.
And Trey's really good at sabotaging, so if that were happening, I would ask for him to help us out with hurting it up. Yes, Trey, you playing that music is sabotaging.
No, it's not.
Like, ruining, sabotaging her relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone ruins each other's relationships on here.
We can make it work, yeah.
I'm going to ruin mine in 30 minutes.
Yeah.
What? Oh. Wow,
yeah, Jenna's going to talk about what's been going on. She's out of retirement.
I heard.
Yeah.
We had a lot of big steps in relationships. Anna's official. Mm-hmm. Trey's engaged. Woo. Nick had another baby.
Yeah, my ex-girlfriend's engaged.
Your ex-girlfriend's
engaged. Alicia got married.
Alicia got married.
Everybody.
Yeah. I mean, it was a big year here.
Mm-hmm. There's a whole relationship roundup section on the Christmas video, which will be available at 10 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What a great
I loved
right
my moment.
It was so funny.
I think he might be the one. Turns out he's not the one.
15 minutes later.
Yeah, it's great. Good.
All right, so that's cool. 10 o'clock Central when you're dropping that video.
Yes.
On kidnation.com. Mm-hmm. Yeah, be a part of our yearly... Yeah. End. I forgot Al's got engaged. I'm sorry, yeah.
What?
I know.
No, it's all good.
I know.
It's fine.
I'm fine.
This has actually been my favorite year.
It has?
Yeah. I mean, in recent years.
For you?
Yeah, personally.
For Jenna Owens.
I loved it, even not even being relatively single.
Was it a good year for you, Kelly?
Yeah.
I give mine about a 6.
Yeah. I give mine a 10.
Yeah, 10's good.
I'm at a 10.
I give it a 6.
Mine.
I've had some 1s.
No, yeah, you had some 1s.
So I'll take the 10 when I can get it.
Yeah. Next year will be better for me, I think.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah.
Thank you, 2018. Next.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Anna. All right, let's get a Kid Nation member on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
See what we got going on here. Hello, Kimberly.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow.
Yay.
Hi.
Congratulations. You're caller number 13, Kimberly.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my goodness. Oh.
How would you say your 2018 has been?
I would probably be with Jenna, and I'd say it's a 10.
Yes.
Oh, good. You got a 10 out of 10 this year? Good job, Kimberly. And it just got a little bit better for you because...
Yes, a 10 plus.
Yeah, since you are the 13th caller, you get to go ahead and pick a present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree. Now, I'm sure you went over to KidNation.com and you saw what we have there, and you have a choice to make right now.
I already know. I checked it out, and I'm going with the TV.
Yes.
So you're going with the Samsung TV.
Great idea.
55-inch curved TV. Smart.
Yeah, buddy.
TV.
Yeah, buddy. I think that's the second one, so the curves are gone.
Yep, curves are gone.
The curves are gone. Kimberly got the last one. Congratulations. Who's that going to go to, Kimberly? Is that all for you or for the family? Or?
I'm going to share it with my boyfriend, but it's mostly going to be for me. He's been hogging the TV with his Xbox, so now I have it for my PlayStation.
There you go. That's the end of for her PlayStation. Congratulations, Kimberly. You have a Merry Christmas. Enjoy your TV. Enjoy playing that PlayStation. And hang on for us. We'll get you all set up with your TV. And you guys, we have a Christmas wish coming up in just over an hour.
Okay.
And we actually have an update on a Christmas wish we just had. On a previous one.
Okay.
We got a lot of response because of Miss Audra.
Yeah.
The single mother who is working her butt off to just provide for her family.
No, she's got a friend that's been taking her kids, her 4 kids, I believe it was.
Yeah, church friends. She has a lot of church. She has a church family, and they've been helping out with the kiddos, but she wants to be around. She wants to give them Christmas.
Yeah.
Sonia is the one that wrote us the Christmas wish letter, and she's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Sonia.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Were you surprised at how many people responded to Miss Audra's story?
It's amazing the outpouring of compassion and donating that is happening right now for her. She has no idea all the extra is happening. Sunday morning, she still believed that this was all a joke.
Oh,
really?
Wow.
Yes. I mean, she hugged me and she said, this is a joke, right? And I said, no, honey, it's for real. And she said, well, why would anybody want to help me? And I said, because God calls us to do that. We're supposed to help each other and love each other. And so she still believes that this is a joke. And she will have, she has no idea that this is happening. So I'm going to surprise her when maybe at the end of the week or so, and, you know, give her an update on what's going on.
Yeah, because so many people were texting us and reaching out. White Cheddar was actually working super hard at trying to get back to all these people because everybody was writing and saying, hey, how can I help Miss Audra and her family? And he did. I mean, we responded. We contacted you, Sonia, and we got a PayPal account that we were able to link Kid Nation members up with and an address. So if you wanted to send a card, a gift card or anything, you could. And you have an update on that for us.
Oh, it's going well?
Yes. As of this morning, there's about $750 in my PayPal account.
Wow.
Wow.
That's in addition to,
That's in addition to what you guys are sending.
That's pretty.
Thank you, Kid Nation. Yeah. That is so cool that we're all coming together and helping Miss Audra, because, man, you heard her work. She was working while she was receiving her Christmas wish.
Yeah.
She was still working, and yes. I'm sure she's working this morning. And so yes. that's going to go
on. During the call?
Yeah.
During the call, I did not even know that she had no heat until we were put on hold and you guys were still recording. And she said that she had just gone and bought a heater because her AC and heat unit had been damaged in the flood. So, I had no idea.
So she's getting some heat now, finally, right? Some of
yes,
this money's going to help.
Heat now, yeah. Finally, the apartment fixed that. That's you know, one good thing that they've done.
Good. Perfect. Okay, that's good. Well, Sonia, we're so happy. Thank you so much for again telling us about Miss Audra, because now Kid Nation rallied and her Christmas got even better.
Yep.
Right.
Yes. Thank you so much. Y'all are amazing. God bless all of y'all.
And hey, definitely. You know, take a bunch of pictures when you let her know that all this is happening for her, okay?
Yeah.
Again, she's working right now, so she doesn't know. But, yeah, we want to see how excited and happy she is, and her kids as well. Deal?
Yes, deal. I'm going to print out each one of the notes from PayPal and give them to her. And that way, you know, she can see everybody's well wishes and Merry Christmases.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for taking time out of your day to let us know what's been going on, Sonia. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank y'all.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, babe.
Merry Christmas to you.
That's a double Christmas wish right there.
Love it.
How cool is that?
Love it.
And look, I start talking more Southern today, y'all.
That's because
it's because
we're good Southern people right there, Kelly. That's what we got going on. And look, if you want to nominate a family for a Christmas wish, we're still accepting those over at KidNation.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let us know about those families that are doing everything for other people and not thinking about themselves this year. We want to take care of them. Again, KidNation.com to do that. And coming up next, we're going to talk to a 12-year-old who is a superstar. She had her own special, her own holiday special. She won an AGT. Her name is Darcy Lynn Farmer. You know her as a ventriloquist with all those cute little dolls, the bunny.
He's talented.
Petunia and the older lady. We get to chat with her next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, go ahead. We're going to feel like we haven't done much in our lives now.
Yeah.
With our next guest. Because last year in season 12 of America's Got Talent, at age 12, Darcy Lynn became the youngest contestant to win the competition. She got the most votes for a final performance in history of the show.
Wow.
The most in the history of America's Got Talent.
Yeah, but JC, that was last year. What is she doing this year?
Well, why don't you ask her yourself, Kelly? Because Darcy Lynn is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Darcy.
Hi.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Now, I'll tell you what she's up to. She had her Christmas special, Darcy Lynn, My Hometown Christmas, on NBC last night. She had a bunch of guests, too. Hunter Hayes, Kristen Chenoweth, Toby Keith, Pentatonix, and all the AGT judges were there as well. Now, Darcy, did you have a favorite?
Probably, I don't even know. I don't even think I have a favorite because they're so all great. I'll have to think about it and get back to you.
I guess,
that's okay. You don't want to choose favorites.
It's hard to because these are all people you looked up to before you were famous, right,
all
Darcy?
Equally great.
Yes.
So how did you, as a girl in Oklahoma, decide that I'm going to become a ventriloquist? When did you start doing that?
I decided I wanted to be a ventriloquist when I met this girl who did ventriloquism.
Uh-huh.
I met her when I was around 9, and she was 18. And her name is Larissa Bonacquisti, and she's been doing ventriloquism. And I was just amazed by what she did, and I wanted to try it so bad. So I went in my bathroom mirror, and I taught myself, and then I asked for a puppet.
Wow. Now, where is this girl? What was her name again that was your inspiration?
Her name was Larissa Bonacquisti.
What happened to Larissa? Do you still keep in touch? Does she know that she inspired all this?
Yeah. I still keep in touch with her. I actually was talking to her just the other day, but she's so awesome, and I haven't seen her in a while, though, because she lives in Texas, and I've been, going everywhere and been crazy.
Well, you know what? She would have made the trip to be a part of that Christmas special.
We're talking with Darcy Lynn Farmer, who won America's Got Talent Season 12. You're on tour right now, right?
Yeah. I'm actually on a Christmas tour, and this weekend, I'm coming to North and South Carolina this weekend.
Oh,
so
wow.
Is it sort of like what you're doing on the TV special, but on the road? Same thing, sort of?
Kind of, yeah. It's called Rock Around the Christmas Tree with Darcy Lynn and Friends.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun. So if anyone wants to come to
sure.
my...
Sure. Well, they do want to come. I mean, Toby Keith and Kristen Chenoweth might not be there because they got
those friends.
Things going on.
Right.
But Darcy's going to be there with Petunia and Oscar and Edna and Katie.
Those friends.
Yeah. Those friends. The puppets.
How much does a good puppet cost nowadays, Darcy Lynn?
That's a good question.
It's all different. Some of them are made more expensive, and some of them are made less expensive. My very first puppet was a $30 eBay puppet.
Oh, okay.
But wow. Once I got started, I wanted to get a more an actual real ventriloquist puppet that was easier to move around with, and if I can't remember, she was around $600.
Wow.
We need to get into that industry.
You're making puppets.
Right? You're making
puppets. Not everybody is able to take it to the level that Darcy Lynn has.
Oh, of course.
You know?
Are you able to use your ventriloquism in school, and get other kids in trouble?
Yeah, have you done that?
I tried to. I said my teacher's name with my mouth closed one time in sixth grade. And she just turned around and looked at me. She's like, seriously, Darcy?
She recognized your voice. That's when you realize you have to make different noises with the voice, right, Darcy?
Yeah.
How do you get inspired? You know, how do you say, well, I want to have this animal or this character? What inspires you?
Sometimes I'm just doing random things, like brushing my teeth, and then an idea comes to me. And I'm like, wow, that's a great idea. Or I just have to sit for a while and think about it.
Yeah.
So it's all different.
Yeah.
Like, is Edna modeled after anyone in your family?
You know, a lot of people have asked me that, and I don't really think so. I mean, I didn't really think of anyone I knew before I created her. I just came up with a voice in literally 5 minutes and then a personality, and Edna's Edna, I guess.
Yeah, all popped out.
Yeah, Edna came on out there. And had a good time. And you're going to be on America's Got Talent All-Stars, right? You're doing that show as well, Darcy.
Yeah, America's Got Talent The Champions. And it airs January 7th. And it's just a bigger and better competition. And people and competitors and contestants from all over the world, like Britain's Got Talent and Spain's Got Talent, are all coming, and we're all competing against each other.
So this is like basically the World Got Talent, and you're gonna find out
it's
who.
It's like AGT, like it's the Olympics for AGT.
Are you the only ventriloquist in the world competition?
No, I don't think so. I think Paul Zerdin's going to be on the show.
Oh, yeah? Well, did he get the most votes on the final performance during his season?
I'm not sure.
The answer is no, Darcy, because you got the most. Yeah, you're the one that got the most. That's what's going on right there. Well, look, you got a lot going on. Are you still in school, or are you doing homeschool now?
Well, right now I'm doing online school, but it was only for 3 months because of the special and the tree lighting. It's just all been super crazy. But I'm going to go back to public school, to my school in January.
Good. Maybe with your friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do they tell you, Darcy, do they say, Darcy, you're not allowed to do the talent show at school?
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't let me.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I'm sure everybody'd be like, nah, Darcy's doing it. I'm not doing it. She won America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Darcy, if we want to keep up with you, where can we go? What's the best place to follow you?
Well, to find out where I'm coming, if I'm coming near you or to your city, you can go to darcylynn.com. Or if you want to just keep up with what I'm doing every day or just every week, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. And my handle is @itsdarcylynn.
Awesome.
@itsdarcylynn.
@itsdarcylynn. Darcy, you're so awesome. Congratulations on all the success. I'm sure you're going to have even more to come. Because you're just early in your career. You're going to live in Vegas one day, probably?
No.
Nah, good choice, Darcy. Good choice. Yeah. Stay clear of that
nice
city.
Nice place right to
there.
Visit.
Great place to go visit, but I don't know if you want to live there. All right, Darcy. Well, you have a wonderful day, and we can't wait to watch you taking on the world with America's Got Talent, the champions.
Happy holidays. That was me trying to throw my voice there.
All right, we are going to try. Happy holidays as a ventriloquist?
Yes.
Okay.
Without moving your lips.
All right, that was Al. Yeah. Darcy, this is Kelly.
Happy holidays.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Happy holidays.
That was me, JC.
These are hard.
They are so. How do you do a pee before we let you go?
I usually just say tea instead, I like use my tongue and I click my tongue against my two front teeth to kind of like make the pee sound.
Oh, do it, Jenna.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I sound mean.
We'll work on it, Darcy. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Next time we'll have it down. Darcy, pleasure to meet you. You have a wonderful day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Darcy Lynn.
Bye.
I like her so much.
Good personality. Uh-huh. She's 12.
She knows what she's doing, too.
And that's what 12-year-old girls talk like on the phone?
No.
Because I got one of those at home.
Yeah, Emma Kelly talk like that?
No.
Is it more like, I can't believe my mom, seriously.
Mom, my hair.
Mom wants me to wear this ugly shirt.
If I even get that much out of her.
And then Tyson was looking so cute.
I should have put her into ventriloquism. Maybe she has better personality.
I'm sorry, Kelly. It's too late now. Yeah. Now she's a full woman.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. We asked you to call, and you did. But only one person can claim a present from under the Kid Nation Christmas tree right now. Don't worry, we got more. But right now, it's all about...
Who is it all about?
You, Kelsey. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
We're excellent. Congratulations. You are caller number 13. Yay.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yay. What are you up to right now?
I am pulled over on my way to work.
And what do you do?
I am a Head Start teacher.
Head Start teacher.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
It is.
So I'm sure the present you're going to be picking is probably going to help you in your career, right?
You know, it is, because I'm thinking I'm going to go back to graduate school so I can help teach other teachers.
Look at you. So nice. What are you going to go with then, Kelsey?
I want the laptop.
The HP Pavilion laptop is all yours.
15-inch screen, girl.
Yeah. Oh, it's a big boy, too.
Yeah.
Got that 15-inch, just like that. And that's going to work excellent when you go back to graduate school, right?
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Oh, no, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
And thank you to Conn's Home Plus for hooking it up with all these awesome things. Now, Kelsey, you hang on for us. We'll get you all set up with your laptop, okay?
Oh, thank you guys so much.
You're the best. Thank you for listening. We'll play again tomorrow. We're giving them away, the presents, that is, at 720 and 820 Central. You can check out what we have left at KidNation.com. Right, Big Al?
Thank you, Conn's Home Plus.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some shopping down there myself.
Yeah, you got to get some stuff. Get yourself a PlayStation so you can join my Fortnite club with Justin.
I'm right on that. I'm on top of it.
Yeah. And speaking of presents, we might have some Crocs next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Jingle bells.
Here he comes.
La la.
Hi, Justin.
Hello.
What's going on?
Happy Thursday. Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday.
Wednesday.
My man doesn't even know what day it is.
So excited. Post Malone's Crocs just came out yesterday.
Yep.
Sold out.
Yeah, they did.
But
God,
we got some.
Right now.
We got 3 cups of coffee.
Oh, my God.
He's excited.
I know. Yeah. Well, I'm just so much full of energy and sugar.
So,
I'm great.
How many pairs did you buy?
We got 4 pairs.
Were there a lot of people in line?
There was a lot of people in line, and I'm talking to them. Some people already have bags.
What?
They're not supposed to be releasing Crocs until 10 o'clock in that morning.
Yeah.
But they started releasing them at 8:30.
Did you chat with the people that were in line?
Yes. Started having conversations, and this is what they had to say.
Okay.
Are you excited for the Crocs?
Yeah, I already got mine.
I got
my girlfriend.
How did you get in line already?
I've been here since like...
Those are it right there?
Yeah.
Wait, what are we doing in line still? When did you get those?
I got here early. My girlfriend woke me about 7 o'clock this morning and was like, I think I want to get the poster Crocs. She was like, can you go check out the line? I was like, if you come with me, like, I don't want to go myself. Yeah. And I ended up coming by myself because she sleep, you know what I'm saying? But,
you let your girlfriend sleep while you went to go get her some Crocs? Yeah.
How do you feel about Crocs, though? Like,
I already have a pair. I got a black pair at home. And then, I love running. I run all the time. So I almost wore them here, but I was going to have to run. So I knew I had to wear some running shoes. But I was going to wear them, so I had to wear some good shoes tonight.
Yeah.
And you already have 4 pairs in your car?
Yeah. One for myself, and then I have 3 to sell.
Where do you sell them on Facebook Market, eBay?
I do eBay. That's what I'm about to do right here.
What's your favorite song from Post Malone?
All of them.
Favorite line or lyric?
I'm not a favorite.
I kind of like to have so many bottles, give some ugly girls a sip. That's pretty genius right there.
Yeah, all good.
What about the face tattoos?
Mixed feelings.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his thing, but his dad doesn't get it, so it's funny.
So Post Malone has face tattoos. If you were going to get a face tattoo, what would it be?
Playboy Bunny.
Playboy Bunny?
Yeah.
And why?
Because it's just an iconic image. Also, rest in peace, Hugh Hefner.
Okay. I think I would get a seahorse.
Oh, that'd be pretty dope.
Yeah. Like in the way like Mike Tyson, except for the seahorse?
With the seahorse, okay. Yeah. And name it Biscuit. Yeah, that's my seahorse, Biscuit.
Why Biscuit?
Because I think of Seabiscuit. And I know Seabiscuit was a real horse.
That is true.
But this is a seahorse. Seabiscuit.
Yep.
Would Job worn Crocs before Post Malone had his own?
Yes. I was wearing them since, like, first grade.
Yeah, I've had a pair since I was really young.
You too?
Oh, all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I had the furry ones. Like,
yeah, was it, like, the furry inside, inside of them.
Inside.
Yeah.
Those?
Yes. Who's stealing?
Yeah. Those are the exact ones I had in first grade.
Five patients.
Well done, Justin.
Right. Yes!
So next week, we're going to be giving out some Crocs, Post Malone Crocs.
Calling it Crocking Around the Christmas Tree.
Hey!
They look like SpongeBob with holes and barbed wire.
They really do.
And we are called...
The pins they put in them.
Yeah, the pins.
Gibbets. Gibbets.
Thank
That's
you.
What they're called.
Right. Oh, man.
All right, so next week, Justin, you go calm down from your three cups of coffee. We'll hook you up with those Crocs from Post Malone. And congrats to everybody that got some.
I'm telling you.
And coming up next, we are going to get into the Christmas spirit. We're going to stay in it, actually, because we have another Christmas wish for you. And we've talked to a lot of single mothers, but this time we get to meet a single father.
Oh, okay.
You'll get to meet him next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You know, we've heard from a lot of single mothers around the holidays.
Yeah.
Single mothers with one, two, three, four kids.
Right.
But this one's going to be a little bit different. There are single fathers out there.
There are.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hey, Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
How you doing this morning, sir?
I'm good.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. I know it's the holidays right now, and a lot of love is flying through the air, and that love made its way into our email box because somebody wrote a letter about you, and if you don't mind, Dan, Jenna's going to read that to you.
Okay.
This letter says, Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, we have an awesome friend who has taken in a lot this holiday season. In the last 2 months, he began to have heart issues, and out of nowhere, he ended up needing heart surgery, a double bypass. He's a single father of two, a nurse, a missionary, and according to last year's vote at church, Volunteer of the Year.
Hey, Dan! Congratulations!
Dan has two awesome daughters that he loves dearly, as do we, and he does everything he can to aid our community. When the last hurricane hit North Carolina, he was an aide, bringing water and whatever he could along with our church. I'm writing this to say that he's one of the most selfless people I know, raising two daughters on his own. Now, since heart surgery, he's been out of work for over a month during the holiday season. His recovery hasn't been going as smoothly as they projected, and funds just aren't there to support them this year. But Dan has fought for country and his family, and I would love it if you could help them have a Christmas. Aww. And that is from a friend of yours named Kara Gooley, and she's on the phone right now.
Hi, Kara.
Hey.
Hey.
How could we not answer this letter?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Man, Dan, you're
a hero.
Giving.
Thank you.
When did you have your double bypass?
I think it was like the first week in November.
Oh, okay. Wow, not long ago. Yeah. So and it's most, been a struggle since.
Most importantly, how are you doing?
Yeah,
I'm doing pretty good. It's getting better day by day. Still a little pain, but, you know, getting around more. You know, trying to take it easy and not strain the... where they cut my chest open.
Oh, my gosh. When do they think you can go back to work?
The first week of January.
Okay.
So it's coming up.
Light at the end of the tunnel. Yeah. But you're in the tunnel right now.
And you get restless when you're at home. You just want to be back to normal. And
oh, my gosh. It's driving me insane being at home.
And I'm sure, you know, the stress is something you don't want to be dealing with because you do have your little girls and... you probably use that money you're making during the holiday season to buy them Christmas presents and get it all set up, and that's not looking so good this year, right?
Yeah, it's pretty tight this year.
Yeah.
Are your children older? Do they understand what's going on?
They are. They're 14 and 12.
Okay. They're kind of understand, but they still would kind of like some stuff.
They're still,
too,
guess, they're still,
you know? Yeah,
they're still kids.
Oh, yeah.
Would you tell us a little bit about both of your girls?
Oh, they're amazing. They just have huge hearts. stay real active in church and in their youth group and volunteer as much as they can. And they're very big on outdoors. They love archery, and they love to camp and hike and do all the fun stuff that I just wasn't able to do for a while there. But hopefully, God willing, I'm going to be able to get back and outperform them.
They take after you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look, since you said things are a little tight this holiday season, we're going to go ahead and loosen that up for you, man, because we're going to go ahead and grant Kara's Christmas wish and help you and your daughters out this year.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely.
No, it's our pleasure, man. You've been giving back to our country. You've been giving back to
you work so hard.
The community. You give to your daughters. You give and give and give and give to everyone, and you deserve to be given back to this time, Dan.
I appreciate it. I'm very humbled. Thank you.
No, we're humble to have met you, man.
You were volunteer of the year.
Yeah, right? The least we can do, sir.
Yeah.
We're going to give you a Visa gift card, compliments of Conn's Home Plus, and you take that gift card and you get yourself that Christmas that you and your daughters deserve.
Anything
whatever you need, man.
Whether it's food, whether it's a Christmas tree decorations,
a new bow and arrow,
camping gear.
Go get yourself what you need to make sure that when you're ready to go in January and get out there, that you and your daughters have a good time, and so that you guys have a good Christmas on the 25th. Okay.
Thank you so much,
and thank you, Kara, for sending in the letter.
Thank you guys so much.
Are y'all church
Dan's
mates?
Awesome. We love you, Dan.
Love y'all too.
Dan strikes me as a guy that when you guys are in your little huddle, you look at Dan and you go, "Can you believe how awesome that guy is?"
We need to set him up with somebody.
Can you believe people like Dan exist? Like, we're so happy he's in our church. He's that guy, right, Kara?
You're making him so humble right now.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And Dan, how has it been with your daughters, man? Because I know being a single father, it's not something you see all the time, but when you do see it, you do get the looks, right?
Yeah, it's a struggle at times, but I wouldn't ask for anything more.
Yeah.
They're my heart.
Well, Dan, I hope this helps you at least a little bit to get you guys that Christmas. And
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all, too.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Kara.
Thanks. Merry Christmas.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I really can't
but
stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
you
so very nice.
They're just like
my mother
eyes.
Will start to
beautiful. What's your
my
hurry?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better
scurry. Please don't
but
hurry.
Maybe just half a drink
put
more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think
maybe it's bad out there.
Say what's in
no
this
caps to be had out there.
I wish I knew how
eyes are like starlight
to break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks well.
I'll say no, 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 sir.
If I move in closer,
at least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stand.
Baby, don't hold out.
Baby. No, but it's cold outside. Gotta get
but
home.
Baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been
glad. When you touch my hair.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to
there's
me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of a lifelong
at least
sorrow.
There will be plenty in play.
If you got pneumonia and
I really can't
get
stay.
Over that holdout.
Kid Nation, if you want to nominate a deserving family, you can do that right now if you go to kidnation.com and get that Christmas wish granted.
And visit Conn's Home Plus to make it happen this holiday season with electronic gifts that everyone has on their list.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.